This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday outlined a $2.3 trillion plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure over the next 8 years in what he billed as a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Biden's proposal would undo former President Trump's signature legislative achievement of giant tax cuts for corporations. Funding for the infrastructure projects would come from a hike in corporate taxes. Biden's plan will be followed in the coming weeks by a companion bill with investments in child care, family tax credits, and other domestic programs. French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday announced a 3-week nationwide school closure and a month-long domestic travel ban as the rapid spread of the coronavirus ramped up pressure on hospitals. In a televised address to the nation, Macron also promised to speed up vaccinations by giving access to all people age 60 and over in mid-April, those 50 and over in mid-May, and the rest of the population a month later. German officials have decided to limit the use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine in people under 60 after more unusual blood clots were reported in a small number of people who received the shots. In response, the executive director of the European Medicines Agency, an agency of the European Union in charge of the evaluation and supervision of medicinal products, said there is no evidence that would support restricting the use of the vaccine in any population. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Pfizer announced Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and strongly protective in kids as young as 12, a step toward possibly beginning shots in this age group before they head back to school in the autumn. The Pfizer-BioNTech trial was of 2,260 adolescents aged 12-15, resulted in 100% efficacy in preventing COVID-19, this according to a company statement. The vaccine was well tolerated with side effects in line with those seen in earlier adult trial. Last week, the companies gave the first vaccine doses in a series of trials testing the vaccine in younger children that will eventually go to those as young as 6 months of age. The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warned Wednesday that a bloodbath is imminent and there is an increasing possibility of civil war in the country if civilian rule is not restored. Special Envoy Christine Schreiner-Bergener urged the UN Security Council to consider all available tools to take collective action and do what is right. What the people of Myanmar deserve, according to a copy of her remarks obtained by the Voice of America. Myanmar has been mired in chaos and violence since the military's overthrow of the civilian government on February 1st, and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party. The military has claimed widespread fraud occurred in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. Niger's security forces interrupted an attempted military coup at the West African country's presidential palace overnight Tuesday. Now, this is according to a statement released by the government today, Wednesday. The coup attempt raises fear of more violence coinciding with Mohamed Bazoum's inauguration on Friday. Already, his administration faces unprecedented threats from the Islamic extremists near the country's troubled border with Mali. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken affirmed the U.S. support for Ukraine faced the Russian ongoing aggression in a phone call with Ukraine's foreign minister on Wednesday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.